you know, great. Welcome to the Principal's Office Podcast with the amazing Libby here, who's got three seventh graders, so she's going to ask a few questions. So, Libby, why don't you get started with the first question?
Okay. Introduce yourselves, and how long have you gone to school in Fife? Have you ever gone to school anywhere else?
Okay, so my name's Rowan, and I've been going to Fife schools for 8 years, and Discovery, then Endeavor, then here, SLMS.
My name's Simon. I was born in Federal Way, Washington, and I've been going to Fife for 8 years, Discovery, Endeavor, and then here at SLMS.
I'm Aiden. I was born in Tacoma. I went to Fife for 8 years, to Discovery, Hedden, and then Fife Lake.
Second question, what would be one thing that your classmates or teachers would be surprised to find out about you?
Well, I think they'll be surprised that I'm actually a good, like, cousin brother to my siblings instead of just, like, messing around with them, because then that's what I kind of, like, act like in school. I just, like, mess around, or not a lot, but I still, like, pay attention. But I just, like, have fun with my cousins and I treat them well.
That would be, like, good.
Yeah, that's sort of, like, me, like, same with this question, like, I'm sort of like Rowan, like, I love, like, hanging out with my, like, cousins, like, my baby cousins. They, like, always, like, try to jump on me, like, well, I always play rough with them. It's really fun.
I would say, like, usually when I'm not with my friends, I'm, like, super quiet around my house.
What makes a good day at school for you?
I always like playing the games at Connections. It makes, like, it's sort of like a stress reliever. Because, like, you're focused on all of these, like, homework assignments or, like, just assignments in general for, like, other classes. And then you get to Connections. It's like, oh, there's a game today. Capture the flag against, I don't know, this other team. And, like, it's really fun. I like that.
Yeah, same. I always like it when there's a game because then you can, like, cool off, not worry about, like, the assignments you have. And then I also like it when I learn something new, but it's not complicated so I can still understand it, like in math. Yeah. Sometimes those problems are really hard.
I like days when I don't have too much homework and I can hang out with my friends for most of the day.
After, like, say you have math before Connections and it's, like, a troubling, like, day in math, then you can, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's, like, you're not as, like, worried about your math anymore, or you're not as, like, frustrated or anything like that. You're just, like, free, because then you're just playing around. Like, that's what is just, that's just what kids do, and it's fun.
I like, because I have at the end of the day, and, like, I get, like, a stress-free day for the last period.
Yeah.
What is the best thing about being a student at SLMS?
I think it's just all the options that you get, because then you get to do so many different things here. And I have friends at other schools, they say it's, like, so, like, limiting, and you just get to do so many, like, boring things. But at our school, all the teachers make it, like, so much more fun to learn. And it's all, like, interactive, and it's not all just, like, textbook stuff.
Yeah, especially with the new Chromebooks now that, like, you have, like, everything just, like, instead of, like, grabbing out five textbooks, like, oh, page this one, just, like,
yeah, you can just pull out your Chromebook.
Especially, like, going on your own, it's, like, a free feeling.
So you're not, like, holding, like, 5 pounds in your backpack and then, like, all the extra stuff. Because my friend, he had to carry, like, 10 textbooks in his bag and his homework and everything. It was super hard. Yeah. So in the morning, it would take him, like, 10 minutes to pack it all up. While at SLMS, you have your Chromebook, and it's a lot easier because then all your assignments are just on the computer. And if you forget, we can probably rent one from the library, and it's all still on there because it's on Google.
I like it because, like, when I was at Hedden, there wasn't much, like, freedom. Like, you couldn't really go much because you just stayed in one classroom. But, like, how there's multiple classrooms at this school.
Yeah. Okay. What would be one piece of advice you would give a new kid at SLMS to help him or her be successful?
I'd definitely say try to pay attention. Like, it's, like, already, because there's, like, so much, like, distraction in your class. People are going to be, like, talking. People are going to be, like, laughing, try to get you in conversations that, like, you don't want to go into because you'll forget the lesson and you won't be able to, you know, help your grade or do your assignment well.
Yeah, so, like, I think organization is, like, the most important thing because I've seen a lot of people lose their assignments and then it drops their grade.
Yeah.
And then, like, And keep your, like, loose, like, not loose, but, like, keep it light so you can still get to all your classes in time and, like say hi to your teachers. Just, like, be friendly with that extra time that you have.
So I'd say, like, keep track of your assignments. Don't, like, don't have any missing assignments. Otherwise, that's really going to affect you.
And then you have to, like, catch up.
Yeah.
It's really worth it if you do your missing assignments.
And if you get, like, a lot of missing assignments, and it's really hard to get back to none because then you've racked up so many, then the current assignments, it's just too hard to, like, even catch up.
Okay. What's your favorite book?
Could be, like, Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yeah, Series of Unfortunate Events is really good. I totally forgot about that.
I am reading that with my daughter. We're on the very last book right now.
That was a good series.
Yes, we could say that.
What did you like about it?
I really liked how just, like, everything led up to one part, and it was just, like, boom, and it's just like, I don't know. It's just,
oh no! Don't, no spoilers. Don't tell me what happened.
Oh, okay. I won't.
I'm super excited to see how it wraps up. And it all builds up to the one. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be disappointed.
Have you seen the TV shows?
We've watched like up to Ersatz Elevator.
Yeah.
So like halfway the TV show, but we're on the very last book.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you read it?
I read like maybe like the first two or three books, but not all of them. I didn't get to finish them.
What was your favorite assignment of all time?
I did like the one in sixth grade where we went out to the forest and we just like marked down on what like we saw and like what we sort of observed and what we think, like, I don't know, what we think about like water, or like we would go into the forest behind Mr. Scott's and then we just like, I don't know, it was really fun.
I would say I liked the one where we had to build that that animal with all the food.
Oh, the Reebok?
Yeah, the Reebok, because
that was pretty basic.
Then afterwards, you got to eat it.
I liked the culture fair in sixth grade, because I just like posters and projects and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I know some people don't, but I like them. I thought it was a lot of fun, and you got to like express your culture and like wear like your clothes and like just show where you're from and stuff. And,
we all like all like special, like not like any normal assignment.
Yeah, not like a regular assignment,
like,
just like something special, like an interactive like project or an assignment or like where you get to go outside, you get to like breathe fresh air and just explore.
You won't repeat it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question is, what are you most looking forward for next year for Five High School, for your future?
Well, I think I'm excited for all the different, even more classes than SLMS, because I don't really know where I'm gonna, like, what direction I'm taking in my career, but, like, the school can help me, because they have so many different options, and if I don't like one the first semester, I might like the next one I chose the next semester, and it's just different.
I'm excited for most of the teachers. I've heard good things about a lot of them, and I really hope, that they teach well.
I would say I'm excited for, like, all the after-school stuff they have and, like, the events they have at the school. Because I've been to most of them with my brother. They're fun.
Yeah, all the after-school programs and all the clubs seem so, like, fun because they have so many of them.
Yeah.
Like, at least being, like, one of them, because they look super fun. And if I could, I would try to do all of them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, the PE, like, fitness and games, or, like, weights and conditioning.
Yeah,
the options were, like, I feel like, oh, you could actually choose what PE instead of, like,
a lot of my friends' teachers, or friends, like, moms or dads are all teachers at, like, S or Columbia or Fife High School, and I'm excited for that, too, because I already know them.
Yeah.
That was